The Association of Village Council Presidents is officially asking for clemency for Kuskokwim River subsistence fishermen sighted during closures. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Although big-name attorneys have stepped forward to represent the fishermen in court, AVCP President Myron Nanning believes it doesn't need to go that far.
This is the first time in the history of the state of Alaska where people who are subsistence fishing have become criminals because they're being charged for misdemeanors and fined, while the Bering Sea trawl fleet throws salmon overboard with no penalties at all.
About 41 fishermen were sighted, most of them in June, during a 12-day salmon fishing closure put in place by state and federal managers to help protect the Poor King Salmon Run. Over 30 fishermen were sighted June 20th, when, at the direction of their elders, went out to fish for their families. AVCP denies that it was a fishing protest, saying the fishermen fished out of fear and desperation for getting enough food for the winter in a time of high gas and heating fuel prices. In Bethel, gas and heating fuel is close to $7 a gallon, and in some villages, it's close to $10. In a press conference Friday, Governor Sean Parnell alluded that it was too early for clemency.
As far as I know, nobody's been convicted, which is when clemency comes in. But at this point, it's prosecutorial discretion in terms of what happens with those charges.
Parnell said he hasn't gotten involved in such procedures in the past.
I never, that I can remember, have been engaged in manipulating or controlling prosecutorial discretion. I wouldn't do that. So that is left up to the Department of Law, and that'll continue to be their purview.
Nanning says it is unfair that subsistence fishermen are paying the highest price while others who are fishing for money get to waste fish. He says the region's tribes share the same concern.
Well, the village concerns that I've heard is that why is the state of Alaska taking such a heavy hand in criminalizing people that are fishing for food when they're not doing anything about those people that catch, as a bycatch, Chinook salmon out in the Bering Sea and just throw it overboard. You know, there's no justice in that.
State prosecutors offered fishermen a plea deal during their arraignment, which included cutting the fine in half and giving back their seized nets. Some fishermen took it, but about a few dozen others pled not guilty and will face trial starting in August. In Bethel, I'm Angela Dell.